live, you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with the rest of our listeners, you just go and submit it as show prep, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike whatever it is that you've suggested. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. The most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Andrew.
And Mark.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. Many of you may recognize Andrew's voice from our Sunday internet-only edition of the program. I think this is your first time on during the week?
Yeah, on the actual radio.
Right on. So welcome aboard. Although I had an interesting experience today, just kind of in the world of the radio business. I call radio stations all day long. That's the thing that I do. I try to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations all across the country.
And affiliate relations is the title.
Yeah, so I called one of our existing affiliates, longtime affiliate, one of our longest-running affiliates, WVNA in Florence, Alabama.
Today. Uh-huh, yep. We've had great ratings out of there.
Yeah, it was just a routine call where, you know, I was just kind of checking in on them, following up on a technical issue that needed to get resolved. And it turns out they've got a really big technical issue where their satellite dish has something has happened to it. It has been severely misaligned in some way, whatever. It cannot receive anything. And a lot of radio stations rely on this one satellite that has, like, every single program on
yeah.
it. Rush
yeah.
Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Michael Medved, all of these people are, you know, they're all up there, Free Talk Live. We're all on the same satellite.
The ABC satellite, right?
No, there's different companies that lease time on the same
okay.
satellite.
What's the satellite called?
It is called, let's see, AMC-8.
Okay.
Anyway, so something had happened to their dish, and it pretty much knocked out, I mean, with the exception of their, I think they've got a live and local morning show, with the exception of that, it knocked out the entirety of the radio station's programming.
So everything that wasn't on site was no good?
Correct, yeah, because they're pulling down Limbaugh, and they're pulling down Ed Schultz, and they're pulling down, you know, Beck or whoever else.
Sure.
I don't have their lineup in front of me right now, but it's just all gone. And so they contacted the big-time radio syndicates, like these mega conglomerate corporations out there that do most of the talk.
So help us
syndicating. They said, yeah, hey, we're your affiliate in Florence, and we can't connect, so could you give us an internet feed?
They said where? Who? What?
So they said, you know, we're here and we need some assistance and we can't get your satellite feed. Can you hook us up with like an internet feed? That's not hard to do, right? I mean, what radio show these days doesn't have an internet connection and is streaming some sort of audio? Of course, most of these talk shows offer subscription services on their website where you can pony up, you know, $50 a year or $8 a month or something like that and receive their show that way. And so the program director there, Brian, he calls up these big conglomerate syndicates, the guys that syndicate Limbaugh and Ed Schultz, and he asks them, you know, is there an emergency stream that we can access as one of your affiliates? And they were told no.
Oh, we're going to have to talk to our lawyers about this. The stream's really only for end users. If you were to broadcast it, that would be a problem from a policy standpoint.
Well, right, there is this some weird rule about some commercials. Like, I don't understand it. It's some
legal thing. As I understand, like, here's the way commercials go. On Free Talk Live, when you buy a radio commercial, you own that radio commercial. Or we have some other arrangement if we use our voices. If you use our voices, it has to be on our show, or we at least have to give you the okay to play it on something else.
I don't care if you play my commercial somewhere else.
Well, that's fine. Okay with me, but I just want to make sure that we're not getting played, on the U.S. Army show or something. So anyway, what happens here is that different people have different setups for the voicing of a commercial. The guys with the big voices that have the big names, they want to get paid every time that ad airs.
Really?
Yes.
Crazy.
That's why this is an issue.
That's a crazy intellectual property.
And it is.
And so that means they have to have all these tracking systems,
yeah.
right, to where each radio station has to verify that they ran a certain commercial. in order to make it so these people have some idea of what they have to pay these the talent.
Yeah.
It's not like what when you have like when you buy advertisements with Free Talk Live, you can just come to us with your own commercial. Or Free Talk Live will make it for you.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. We have 100% production. Right?
And so there's a fee involved, an extra fee, if we need to pay somebody like Zeus, who's our big voice guy, to come in, or somebody else, you know, maybe a female voice.
Well, all production, it costs us something, but I mean, there can be more or less depending on what you want. I mean, if you want that awful commercial where the man and the woman clink their the silverware over breakfast and then talk about what a great home roofing company or whatever you have, we can do that, but we're going to have to pay that man and that woman because neither Ian and I can act, and it wouldn't be very appropriate. So.
Yeah. And either way, you still have to pay for the production time and all that. But once you pay for the spot with Free Talk Live, you're done. It's a done deal. Spot's produced. You don't get charged every time the commercial runs for a talent fee, or the talent doesn't get paid. I mean, you get paid. You pay us for
it. If you want a big name to voice your ad, then as far as I'm concerned, you should pay that big name to voice your ad and then shoot have that ad. I think it just makes it easier for everybody than trying to figure out what the average quarter hour listenership of is in a given time slot when that ad played, so that you can then give the whomever it is a little extra money. I mean, if you want, I don't know. I'm trying to think of some big name. Who's the guy who did Darth Vader?
James Earl Jones.
You want James Earl Jones to cut your ad? You should pay the guy $10,000. That's
right,
the end of it.
Up front. And right, absolutely right. So anyway, that's just a bunch of nonsense. All this legal crap that these people go through. And so he asked them if they can provide them an internet feed. They
said
no.
Our ad production is $100.
Yeah.
So
does that buy you multiple slots, or do you pay per slot?
Production. That's just the production of the ad.
Then
you
will
then own it, and then it costs. Depending on how we place it and things like that, it costs different ways, but $100 to produce the ad. Now, if you, like I said, if you want voice actors and things like that, it costs more.
Right. So so he's told no. I mean, this is an emergency thing, right? He's going to fix the satellite dish by the end of the week. This is just a temporary thing. What's the big deal if it's just a temporary thing, right? To save your affiliate from having dead air? Nope, sorry, can't do that. Well, so then he asks, well, can, you know, maybe I can get a VIP club membership for all my hosts and get online and take your stream that way. Would that work? You know, kind of like hook me up with your VIP thing, the little monthly membership thing. Just give me that for a little while and I'll use that. No, sorry, you can't do that because our network commercials won't run there. See, these guys can't even apparently play their network commercials during their or on their internet feeds. So they're blanking them out or playing music or something like that. I don't know what they're doing there or running promos or
maybe
something.
Maybe local spots, possibly?
Well, not on their internet feed. That would be like Rush Limbaugh running local commercials on his 24/7 feed. So they say, no, you can't do that because our network commercials won't run. And a network commercial is essentially the Free Talk Live commercials. So like when you're, if you're listening on a local radio station, you hear commercials that come from us and come from our network that provides us to the radio stations. And then radio stations run their commercials called local. After that. So the network says, nope, sorry, you can't do that. And so Brian says, well, your network spots aren't running now because I'm not running your show. And the response, and he says the affiliate reps are very nice, but the response was essentially, no, I can't authorize it, I'm sorry. Plus, some of that content is uncensored and you wouldn't want to air it anyway. All right, do you have archived shows that I can use? No.
It's
so
crazy.
Basically, what it all came down to was these networks told, or at least one of the networks told him, the only thing he could do would be to install an ISDN line at his studio so he could connect via ISDN to the network and they would provide him a feed over an ISDN. Now,
you can't get an ISDN done inside of 60 days.
No way. Yeah. So there's just no way that's going to happen. So then he talked to me. And I said, well, yeah, of course. Here's our archives.
You got a radio station. We'll help you get some audio content for that
yes
thing.
Yes is the answer. Now, how can I make this happen, right? So, yes, here are our archives. We gave him the special affiliate archives. I even gave him a link to years' worth of our regular listener archives, which, of course, are commercial-free. But I said, look, here, grab these, too. If you need to go back,
play something.
For 3 years,
it's important. Keep your airwaves going. Play something.
Right. And then, actually, I gave him a link to LRN.fm. FM with Ernie Hancock and Anti-War
Sweet
Radio, and he put them on the air today. So
great.
Liberty Radio all day long today in Florence, Alabama. I just thought that was a cool story. So intellectual property be damned. It's Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Grab as many of our shows as you like. It will cost you absolutely nothing except the time it takes to click on those links. So go to freetalklive.com, enjoy that, and know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections or accounts receivable, SACL CAI could handle that for you. They're a business that's done this. They've got, 35 years in the business doing collections, early out billing, and purchasing charged off receivables. They know that your customers are important to you, and they treat them with respect. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's a great one. And stop to the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves. Let's go to you. Your thoughts coming up. News about ecstasy as well as so-called pre-crime. You know, the movie with, was it Tom Cruise?
Minority Report?
Where they're figuring out what you're going to do before you do it and just go ahead and arresting you before you get around to
it.
Oh,
yeah, and you couldn't put your vehicle in manual mode or control anything.
Yeah, so that is coming. Apparently, so we'll jump into that here in a moment at 800-259-9231. In fact, here it is, the Raw Story, rawstory.com. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has begun field testing new technology designed to identify people who intend to commit a terrorist act. Nature reported that the DHS has been conducting tests of future attribute screening technology, FAST, in the past few months at an undisclosed location in the Northeast. The technology uses remote sensors to measure physiological properties such as heart rate and eye movement, which can be used to infer a person's current mindset. According to a privacy impact assessment released by the DHS in 2008, because they care, the DHS is concerned about your privacy. That's why they're asking you to pull down your pants at the local airport. The technology is intended to measure a person's malintent, that is, the intent to cause harm. Quote, behavioral scientists hypothesize that someone with malintent may act strangely, show mannerisms out of the norm, or experience extreme physiological reactions based on the extent, time, and consequences of the event. The FAST technology design capitalizes on these indicators to identify individuals exhibiting characteristics associated with malintent. The Department of Homeland Security has claimed accuracy rates of around 70%, but some scientists have questioned the results. Tom Amarad, a psychologist in the Investigative Expertise Unit at Lancaster University, told Nature that even having an iris scan or fingerprint read at immigration is enough to raise the heart rate of most legitimate travelers. Oh, gee, why is that? Well, why would someone make a statement like that? People are having their heart rate raised by all these security checks. I thought this was supposed to make them feel safe.
Yeah, it could be all the guys standing around you yelling at you to get in this line, do this, do that, bend over, pull this down.
Empty your pockets, sir, that you still have your belt on.
Yeah, shoes off now.
That could be a factor. Or maybe there's also this looming fear that, I don't know, they might be in that 30 percentile that gets misidentified or whatever, gets picked out for a secondary screening and molested, extra molested, or perhaps taken into some sort of side room where they are locked in a cage for hours. I mean, we've heard all of these stories before, and I'm sure a number of travelers have heard them as well.
Some people are just, that way about tests in general, right? I mean, so if you have a checkpoint, they're going to be concerned about it. So yeah, I think that all this technology could really do is look and see if you're more likely. Now, that doesn't mean even if that you're more likely than not, just more likely to commit a crime because of your eye movement or heart rate or whatever it is, which means that there's going to be the same people over and over picked up, the same people that has propensity to have, rapid eye movements and higher heart rates, especially in these circumstances.
Boy, I hope you're not going on an important business meeting where you're getting ready to, you're running late or you're getting ready to give a presentation that you're kind of, a little excited/nervous about. Maybe you're going to meet your significant other or meet somebody for a date, or there's some reason why you're a little distracted or a little bit upset or nervous. Maybe you just got off the phone with somebody and you had an argument. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons.
Or just because you're traveling.
Yeah,
going through the whole process.
Why you might trip these sensors. And the question, of course, isn't answered here in this article as to what will happen to you if you are identified as having malintent.
The answer is anything they want.
Yeah. And that's kind of scary, isn't it? Like, you're in the airport because you have to be. I know more and more people now are not flying. In fact, air travel, both international and domestic, has dropped significantly in the last decade.
This isn't going to help it.
Certainly not. And so a lot of people are trying to avoid traveling by airline. But if for some reason you end up having to go somewhere on an airplane, and then you're subject to who knows what kind of abuse. We already know that the TSA has their little expert people supposedly standing around watching you for suspicious activities and looking like a potential terrorist. They supposedly have these trained people that are eyeballing you and looking for these micro expressions and malintent and things like that. Now they're taking that and they're going to somehow computerize it. I don't know how exactly this works. They don't get into the details, right? Is this something that can scan a room full of people? Is it something where you have to put your face in a device? I mean, how does this...
That doesn't make much sense.
That doesn't make sense, right?
But they have that facial recognition software that they can use, like the CCTV cameras, to zoom in on your face and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of pick you out of a digital lineup, essentially.
And that's better these days than it was half
right.
a decade ago.
Even more than half a decade. I mean, you know, obviously, computers are going to get to the point that they're going to know who you are by looking at your face pretty mm-hmm. quickly, it would seem to me. But take a look at Facebook. When you load a picture up on Facebook, it takes a little snapshot of all the faces in it and says, who's this? Who's this? Mm-hmm. Who's this? And then you fill in their name, and then if they're your friend, it'll pop up, and you can tag them on Facebook or whatever. Facebook can tell you, well, this is a person.
Yep.
They know. It knows that it's looking at a people. Now, I don't know whether it's just saying there's two eyes here next to each other.
Probably something simple.
But it's scanning pixels there, yep. deciding, those look like eyes.
I've seen it on, they've got it with cameras now as well.
Yeah, and that technology is free to the end user.
Right.
Well, you get if you're willing to pay for it.
This isn't the crap that the government has, you know, that these, you know, big computer companies are selling it millions and billions of your taxpaying dollars to the government. This is free from Facebook.
Yeah, there's no numbers in this story about what this is costing or anything like that. This is just kind of this puff piece about the, I guess not really a puff piece, but it's a, hey, this is happening piece with the DHS. There's no real significant detail about this so-called fast future attribute screening technology. So how far are we away from the idea of arresting somebody for pre-crime in this country? I mean, we already have so-called conspiracy charges where the feds,
this is essentially an arrest. They don't call it an arrest, but if you take somebody, and then the TSA will tell you once you've started the process, you may not leave, right?
The security screen.
That's our experience. So they will... you start the process, they will take you before you've done anything and pull you aside and begin to question you. You're being detained. I mean, what's
technically that's not an arrest.
That's not from a legal standpoint. An arrest is a stop. That's what I mean. Look it up in the dictionary. Arrest, to arrest means to stop.
Sure.
They are stopping you and not allowing you to leave.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is this the kind of world in which you'd like to live? This one where there's pre-crime, where they scan your intent and then presumably do something about what they've scanned, what the results are. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in a bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include live streams. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show there. We've got also different other ways for you to listen in, including our 101 great radio stations across the country.
Woohoo!
Yay for us.
We're on more than 100 radio stations now.
That's right. So thanks to listeners like you, by the way, for taking the time out to call your local talk stations and request Free Talk Live.
Or perhaps
to call your local talk station if you already have Free Talk Live there and request more Free Talk Live, because not every station that airs our show airs us all 18 hours per week. And thanks to all of those of you who have done that. Of course, thanks to all the great program directors around the country that have seen the vision of a show that's not your typical talk radio program and have gone ahead and essentially gone out on a limb with Free Talk Live. So thank you again. I really appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Listening options. So we've got live streams. We've got our great radio stations. We've got satellite listening options. We just added a second XM channel over the weekend. So we're now on two different XM satellite radio channels. Our free-to-air KU band channels up there as well. The webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. All kinds of ways to listen. And if you want to, you know, broadcast it, that's cool too, man. I mean, you don't have to ask our permission, although we certainly appreciate it. And we do like to have our you know, actual radio stations under a very, very easy agreement. I mean, Free Talk Live has gotten to 101 stations because we're so flexible. I was talking earlier about how we helped out WVNA in Florence, Alabama. And welcome to those listeners, by the way. They're listening live tonight.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And so welcome to our regular WVNA listeners. But it's that flexibility, that ability to give stations what they want, rather than trying to cram down what we want onto the stations, which is how it usually works in this business,
yeah,
that has made us, you know, gotten us to the point where we are. So, anyway, 800-259-9231.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you should reserve your berth now. The rooms, the prices seem to vary up and down. The ship has been in and out of yellow status, which means that the rooms are getting tight. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Go take a look. There's a telephone number there. You can call in and register, or you can register right online. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You're certainly welcome to comment on this new technology that the Department of Homeland Security is instituting. They're testing right now, actually, the future attribute screening technology, likely going to be using it at airports, but who knows where else it'll pop up. Maybe at your local bus station or perhaps the train station.
Yeah, can't go in a courthouse, maybe.
A great point. Who knows? I don't know what the specs on this technology are, but I'm sure we'll find out more as time goes on. And, of course, maybe you will be one of the first that they pick up as a suspicious individual. We believe you're going to commit terrorism, so why don't you just cool your heels in this cage for a few months? Who knows how they're going to enforce with this thing? 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Frank, listening to WCER in Canton, Ohio. Hello, Frank.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, ex-military. Hey, wouldn't it be just a lot cheaper and just as effectual for us to just buy them little round black eight balls that you turn upside down and get your answer?
They can just figure out what you're going to do with the eight ball.
Are they going to do a massive increase in hiring proctologists at Homeland Security and TSA?
Oh, they just give them a brief 4-hour course on proctology. They don't actually hire somebody with a medical degree.
Yeah, the same thing they do with the cops that take your blood from you. They're not actually putting phlebotomists on duty as police. They're just giving the police like a 2-hour course and then turning them loose with needles.
Hey, they're professionals.
Can I say two things to Homeland Security, TSA,
sure,
and the Pentagon? Because
yes, sir,
of these wars, these undeclared wars and killing people, civilians all over the world, on the other side of the world. Can I say two things?
You've already said one thing, but go ahead with two more.
Take a hike, military, and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Thanks for the call, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Department of Homeland Security testing the future attribute screening technology to look for potential terrorists. And you just have to ask yourself, where does it go from here? I mean, we can predict this stuff, right? I mean, the police state gets bigger, it gets more intrusive, more oppressive. They start suspecting more and more people being so-called criminals or potential terrorists, domestic terrorists. And we know that the domestic terror threat is really the most important one for them. Because for a long time, they've been increasing their scope based on this idea of, well, there's terrorism over there, and they might come here, so we've got to make sure we are, you know, protecting things.
Right, so Americans can't see what they're doing, overseas. There were all kinds of crackdowns during in Iraq and Afghanistan, people having to go through checkpoints, things that Americans would never put up with.
Oh, they'll put up with it.
I don't know. I mean,
they're putting up with it down south. There are checkpoints down there.
It's interesting. They don't have to go through checkpoints with people with machine guns strapped, hanging from. It's a different kind of checkpoint. I don't know.
Sure?
All I'm saying is that
they have a machine gun at the Jefferson Memorial over the weekend to deal with a bunch of people dancing.
As they they get more TSA agents to do more stuff. Everybody wants to have a job that matters. So they're going to make their job matter by doing things. One of those, what TSA agents do, is they hassle people. The vast majority of people that are hassled are not terrorists. So what they're going to do is they're going to hire more agents. There's going to be the equal number of terrorists, which is, at this point, TSA has found none, zero, zip, zilch.
Right, even with all their behavior experts that are...
Which means that all the people that have been pulled aside, given double pat-downs, questioned, actually killed by the TSA, there is one instance of that happening, thrown into holding cells, all this stuff, not terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is only going to increase. And the average American is going to be that much more likely to have to deal with it. So you have a couple of choices, Mr. and Mrs. America. You can keep your eyes down. You can shuffle forward in your stocking feet with your belt off. Or you can refuse to fly, or you can kind of raise your voice and then they'll slap you on the wrist and treat you poorly when you go through. But none of these results are very good. All you can, what are you going to do, write your Congress critter? How's that been working?
What's that going to do?
Well, how different are these checkpoints from the ones, you know, abroad? They really sound pretty similar.
You mean the ones that are down south?
And if you drive too fast by the one, too fast by the ones that are abroad, they'll open fire on you and kill you.
That's true.
Well, so my point being that the people are accepting this, the checkpoints in this country, for the most part. There's Terry over at Checkpoint USA that is a good guy as far as he is actually resisting to some extent. He's refusing to answer their questions and such. And I think that has spread as well. I think there are more people doing that now as a result of people like Terry showing the way and recording these encounters with these officious bureaucrats demanding information from you. So I think that it's probably more popular now to say no, which is good. More people saying no is a good thing, and putting those videos online encourages others to do so. But for the most part, those checkpoints are likely just 99% of the people going through there are very obedient, doing exactly as they are told. And so I wish I could agree with you, Mark, that more Americans would be outraged by this. But
how they're outraged is how they're going to react to that outrage.
It's going to come in such a slow way, as it has been over these years, that it's just going to be, it's going to seem like a natural thing for people. I mean, they might, like you say, they might be mad, but they're going to do what they're told.
People moving out of the United States is increasing, too.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231. So just think about it. Now you know that they have some new technology that is going to be IDing people. It's going to be selecting them for extra special screening, perhaps, or maybe even a temporary detention while they are interrogated. Because if the machine believes you might be a terrorist, well, then they're going to need to ask you some questions. And if you don't want to answer those questions, then what do you think is going to happen? What do you think they're going to do to you then? They pull you aside at the airport, say, look, our FAST machine has determined you may be a terrorist, and we've got a series of questions for you. We'll hook you up to this lie detector over here or whatever. Here's another FAST machine that's going to look straight into your eyes. And we're just going to ask you a series of questions.
I got to make my flight.
Yeah, no, you can make the next one. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, the best case might be that you'll miss your flight. Worst case, maybe you'll end up like Bradley Manning or Jose Padilla. 1-800-259-9231. You think I'm exaggerating? It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling a refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick. Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both Ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head on over to shop.freetalklive.com and order whatever it is you're looking for. Amazon likely sells it, because what you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com are links to Amazon. They're affiliate links. So when you click on that link, it takes you into Amazon and basically lets Amazon know that you are coming from Free Talk Live, and so therefore they'll cut us a portion of their profits. It's the same great Amazon, the same great deals you're used to, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, even used items as well. You can go and get your shopping taken care of and feel good because you're getting a great deal through Amazon, great customer service, and you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Andrew.
And Mark.
Going here, of course, we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231. There's news about the Postal Service coming up. But first, Ron Paul has a few things to say. Since we're talking about this idea of pre-crime and kind of the scary police state that continues to grow and metastasize and get, you know, much worse and more intrusive and more oppressive, Ron Paul has a few things to say. Over at LouRockwell.com, these are truly troubling days for liberty in the United States. Last week, the 60-day deadline for the president to gain congressional approval for our military engagement in Libya under the War Powers Resolution came and went. The media scarcely noticed. The bombings continued. We had a hearing on Capitol Hill on the subject, but the administration refuses to bother with the legality of its new war. It's unclear if Mr. Obama will ever obtain congressional consent, and astonishingly, it is being argued that he doesn't need it. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution begs to differ. It clearly states that the power to declare war rests within the legislative branch, the branch closest to the people. The founders were and that's not saying much, the founders were a war-wary people, and the requirement that it would take an act of Congress to go to war was intentional. They believed war was not to be entered into lightly, so they resisted granting such decision-making authority to one person.
Right, they understood that war was the health of the state, and that that people that were in charge of countries would be prone to using their military more often than they should.
They objected to absolute war-making power granted to kings. It would be incredibly naive to think a dictator could not, nor or would not, wrest power in this country. Our presidents can now, on their own, order assassinations, including American citizens.
They certainly can, in the sense that they are.
Operate secret military tribunals.
By the way, Obama has ordered hits on American citizens.
Engage in torture. Enforce indefinite imprisonment without due process. Like, for instance, if you trigger the fast machine at the airport or whatever, wherever they're installing these things, if they think they want to put you in a cage, those do it. No problem.
Well, if you do get due process, it takes, what, over a year before you go to trial, like Bradley Manning?
Right, and enjoy sitting in that cage while you're waiting.
Right. The whole idea of a speedy trial is just, it's really just out the window. They found legal maneuverings around it, and you don't get a speedy trial anymore.
Right. And ways to torture you in the interim.
Right, and even if they take you to trial and turns out they don't even have a case, well, you've been sitting in a jail cell for up to that point.
You've been being punished.
Right, you've been punished for something you've never been found guilty of in that case. So we continue here with the other things that this president can do. According to Ron Paul, they can also, enforce indefinite imprisonment, order searches and seizures without proper warrants, gutting the Fourth Amendment. Ignore the 60-day rule for reporting to the Congress the nature of any military operations as required by the War Powers Resolution. Continue the Patriot Act abuses without oversight. Wage war at will and treat all Americans as suspected terrorists at airports with TSA groping and nude x-rays. Americans who are not alarmed by all of this are either not paying close attention or are too trusting of current government officials to be concerned. Those in power right now might be trustworthy, upstanding people, but what of the leaders of the future? They will inherit all of the additional powers we cede to the current position holders. Can we trust that they will not take advantage? Today's best intentions create loopholes and opportunities for tomorrow's tyrants. And this is true. I mean, as we've seen, over the years, each president gets worse. They get progressively worse because they get to build on all the tyrannical things that the last president had implemented during his or her term.
They already have all those things. They want new things for themselves now.
Exactly. So there's a new set that comes along for the Obama administration, and whoever comes next inherits all of that stuff. And, of course, nobody's questioning most of these powers at this point. They're just accepted as the fact.
Yeah, you know, they'll say whatever they've got to say to get into power, and then they'll do whatever they feel like doing once they get there.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm going to shut down Guantanamo, and I'm going to end the war in Afghanistan, and,
anything that has to do with increasing the size of government, they'll likely do that they said they were going to do. Anything that has to do with increasing freedom for the American people, show me the president that's done it. I mean, Obama went in talking about transparency. He's the least transparent president we've ever had. He's cracked down on whistleblowers more than any other president. More than Nixon.
Don't worry, Mark. He'll be eclipsed by the next guy.
And it's probably true.
Unless it turns out to be Ron Paul, which doesn't seem too likely.
I think Gary Johnson would do a fine job, too.
Well, we need to keep Gitmo open now for all these criminals that get caught by the fast machine.
Exactly right. In fact, they'll need to build some more Gitmos in other countries because, you know, that one's pretty packed from what I understand over there. Perhaps the most troubling power grab of late is the mission creep associated with the 9/11 attacks and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, initiated as targeted strikes against the perpetrators of 9/11. A decade later, we're still at war. With whom? Last week, Congress passed a defense authorization bill with some very disturbing language that explicitly extends the president's war powers to just about anybody.
Yep.
Section 1034 of that bill states that we are at war with the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and associated forces. Well, who are the associated forces? It also includes anyone who has supported hostilities in aid of an organization that substantially supports these associated forces. This authorization is not limited by geography and has no sunset provision. It doesn't matter if these associated forces are American citizens. Your constitutional rights no longer apply when the United States is at war, he puts that in quotes, with you. Would it be so hard for someone in the government to target a political enemy and connect them to Al-Qaeda, however tenuously, and have them declared as an associated force?
They could do anything they want when it comes to this verbiage. They
created legal words, legal definitions.
They created out of whole cloth the term enemy combatant to fit into this paradigm that they have of not declaring war any longer. It used to be a person, you know, prisoner of war.
Well, don't forget, Mark, not only did they create the enemy combatant terminology to allow them to get around the whole due process, justice system, and all that, but they also now have created the enemy belligerent terminology.
That's true.
This is their newest term. The enemy belligerent is somebody who maybe you're not out there making bombs or planning to make bombs, but you're speaking in favor of those terrorists. You are giving money to organizations that are maybe linked to terrorist organizations.
You might be thinking that way now.
Exactly. Now, with the pre-crime, you may be an enemy belligerent intending. You're intending to be belligerent in the future. So that's where it's going. I mean, they're literally coming down on people for the things that they financially support and for the things that they speak in favor of. So Ron Paul continues. My colleague, Congressman Justin Amash, spearheaded an effort to have this troubling language removed about this Associated Force stuff, but unfortunately it failed by a vote of 234 to 187. It's unfortunate indeed that so many in Congress accept unlimited war-making authority in the hands of the executive branch. Ron Paul.
This is what the ACLU had warned about. I got an update from them from last week that essentially said that this is war without end. Now that Congress has declared war on what, Al-Qaeda and associated groups?
Mm-hmm.
What's the association? There's no definition for associated group here. Is a Al-Qaeda is okay, so Al-Qaeda and then associated groups. Is that groups like Al-Qaeda? Oh, they're terrorists too.
1-800-259-9231.
The government in Damascus, they've given some money to somebody who gave some money to somebody who gave some money in Al-Qaeda.
Sounds like an association to me.
Doesn't Al-Qaeda just mean the list?
Yeah, well, doesn't it?
Al-Qaeda, as I understand it, is a CIA-generated term for this group of people that was in the Mujahideen or something like that. You shouldn't take my word on foreign policy, but I think that Al-Qaeda is actually an American-created term.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. I mean, how do you feel about this? Is there somebody out there listening tonight that just thinks this is great?
Presidents haven't had enough power to declare war up to this point. Thank goodness.
Right. Is there somebody out there that thinks that, you know, we just need to get rid of the whole justice system and just put people in cages upon accusation? I mean, why even bother with the trial thing? We all know it's a sham anyway, so why not just go all the way to tyranny and just have some, you know, squads going around rounding people up in the middle of the night, put black you know, canvas bags over top of somebody's head and, you know, pull them out of their bed while they're sleeping and throw them in a cage in some sort of secret prison, and hey, that could be the next step for America. I mean, how far are we away from
that? As long as they're not Americans. And by Americans, I don't mean anybody with an accent. I don't mean anybody who has too much melanin in their skin. And I don't mean anybody under a certain threshold of income.
Yeah,
Americans are rich white people.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. More coming up here. Also, news about ecstasy on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.